you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Apostle Thompson is our pace setter, and he's endeavoring to try to help us to walk in the Spirit. The enemy is doing everything he can to keep us in the flesh, and his goal is to keep you carnal so you won't know how to flow. Verdicts are really made in the supernatural realm. Things are decided there, then we get the results here. And the thing that the Lord has laid on my heart, I'm going to do all I can to try to take my time and walk through this. John 10:10, do you know it? Yes. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I want to look at Luke chapter 6. I'm going to look at verse number 38. And I want to walk through some things. Apostle is trying to lead us somewhere. One of the greatest anointing on his life is in the area of prosperity. So I'm going to do my little part today to try to help us see something maybe we hadn't seen. And I opened my own life up and just really try to share some things, because the enemy just sitting by trying to steal what God wants us to have. And what I want to try to bring across this morning is the fact. Do you know? Well, let me read the scripture. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. You should be there by now. Give, and it shall be given. Not might. Shall be given unto you. Good, oh my God. Good measure. Pressed down and shaken together. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with her, it shall be measured to you again. Now, the first word is what you do. That's on us, right? What you give, right? But now the rest of the scripture is up to God. I wonder, how big is God good measure? How big is God shaking together? How big is God running over? How much can God affect men to give unto your bosom? And so I want us to just consider for a moment that we miss it. We miss it in that we give and then we decide what the harvest is going to be. That's the problem. God doesn't tell you, I know the 10%. The offering is up to you, whatever you want to give, right? And so the problem and where we get in trouble is that we will give and then we have some preconceived thing in our mind of what we're going to receive from what we gave. Are you listening to me? Now, I want to go over to Isaiah. Isaiah, let's see here, chapter 55. Because Apostle has already said it. A lot of times, which you are after, God said it's too small. And man, the seed is a very powerful thing. You know, all this time we just took sowing, man, lined up. I'm going to get this in Apostle's hand. Do you realize the type of ground you just sowed into? So it's no telling what type of harvest God might want you to have. Before I told you Isaiah, right? But you remember Luke 6:38. I just referred back to it many times. You give, and then the Bible says, and it shall be given. And it shall be given. See, you have to be open to, and it shall be given. Good measure. Good measure. Pressed down. And shaken together. And running over. We miss it. Amos 3:3. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Let's look at in Isaiah. In Isaiah. Now, Isaiah 55, verse number 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So God says, you're not even on my level if you're not in the spirit. So what I'm trying to share with you is you have to be in the spirit to receive your harvest. Mm-hmm. We already decided what we're going to receive. That ain't none of your business. Y'all ain't gonna help. But no, now some things you're gonna have to really be. That's why the Lord had to set the atmosphere so you can try to follow, because you actually have to be in the spirit to receive what God wants you to have. You have to be in the spirit because once you give, then the Lord says, "Now this is my side." Now this is gonna help. The whole message is kind of centered around this testimony. So listen very carefully. We were getting ready to build where we live at on the lake. I hadn't seen the lake in 8 years, not because of God, but because of me. And so here we are, and I'm on the boat dock. I'm on the dock, or the pier rather. That's the floor that was already there, but I didn't have a boathouse. And so the Lord said to me, and he said it in a very stern way, and it shook me, and he lifted his voice when he said it. And so the Lord said to me, he said, when I get ready, he's talking about the boathouse, when I get ready to get this done, this is what he said to me, I need you to get out my way. Mm-hmm. Now, I hope that helps somebody. Now, let me give you an interpretation. What the Lord was saying was, you have messed up your own prosperity. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, the devil want to keep you from sowing your seed. Then once you get in a mode of sowing, he want to keep you from the type of harvest that God wants you to have. The type of harvest that God, oh, y'all ain't getting this. The type of harvest that God want you to have. And if you're going to receive the type of harvest that God want you to have, you're going to have to be in the spirit. So when he said it so sternly, he said, when I get ready to do this, I need you to get out my way. I was like, man. So that means, interpretation, you can block your own prosperity. The devil is smart. All he got to do is get you in the way. Now I got to go. I got to go to a few places here now. Now you're going to have to be in the spirit to catch this. But the testimony is going to help you. The man said the price would be $26,000. He said, I need five. When the lumber comes, I need $5,000 down, and then the rest would be due at completion in about 6 weeks. So you do the math. $5,000 plus $21,000 is $26,000. So we had put down $5,000 up front, and then in 6 weeks, we would need $21,000. Now, at the time, I almost had the 5,000. Almost. Now, watch this. Now, I'm going to share some things with you. If it's ever a time where you need to have faith, is when it's when God is ready to move. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? So, I didn't quite have it, but because I believe what God said. See, that time came when God said, I'm ready to do it now. And I received it, I believed it, I walked in it. And so the man said, when the lumber comes, I need 5,000. I almost had it. Do you know when the lumber came, I had it? Watch it. I had the five, but I still need 21. 21,000 is a whole lot more than five. Now, there are certain things that have been already released in the spirit realm, waiting on you to believe and or two words an apostle used, two of the words, even many words, two of the words, yield and flow. Now it can become very frightening because God will begin to take you down paths you've never been down before. Oh Lord, okay Lord. And what happens is your soul has been conditioned on a certain level of status. And you basically have convinced yourself what you can and can't do. And so now God can take you in the spirit and change your status, but if your soul is still where it used to be, you won't have no agreement. So you'll be saying you can't do something you really can do. Help me, God. I got it. The lumber came, but I still need 21,000. You can't come out your mouth. Now watch it now. I'm trying to take my time because a lot of people don't understand how to flow in the spirit realm. In your natural account, you may not have 21. But in a spiritual account, waiting on you to believe so it can be transferred from that account to your account. Oh, man, Lord, help me. I got to be seated. I got to walk through this slowly because a lot of people, they shout, but they don't get it. They don't. See, we're saying, I can't afford this. The devil get you to say you can't afford it. Your status has been changed by God, but the enemy would get you to say you can't afford it and say something negative out your mouth so he can steal what is yours. You have to be in the spirit. Now, I'm not telling somebody, well, I went to camp meeting, I'm fired up. You better make sure it's the Lord talking. Don't go and just do something, because if you do it, you're going to have to pay for it. Now, y'all ready? When the Lord came to me and said, when I get ready to do this, I need you to get out my way. Y'all with me? Now, when the Lord came back to me and said, I'm ready, the 26,000 was there. Now, you have been in the spirit if you pick up where I'm going now. No, it was there. When he spoke to me and said, do you know God ain't lacking nothing? The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. Do you realize God owns everything? There is no lacking God. So when God came to me and said, you know, he said, I'm ready. The 26,000 was there. But now how do I get the 26,000 transferred into my account? Believe in the Lord your God. Huh? Y'all follow me? We talking about I know the Lord. I love the Lord. We lift our hands. I'm desperate for you. But now are you going to be in the spirit when it's your harvest time? We miss it because we are not in the spirit when it comes to our harvest. You are still thinking very carnally, and because your soul is not where it needs to be, the devil keep you on your last status instead of allowing you to go to where you need to go. You know, sometimes, you know, it's a sad thing. You be in a restaurant and you could, my God, you could probably buy everything on the menu now, and you still, how much did that cost? You don't have to do that no more. But you've done it so long and tell your soul, oh my God, man. When the Lord said, I'm ready to do this, be seated. When the Lord said, I'm ready to do this, I'm ready to move on this. The money was there. And the money just keep on coming. Oh my God. I'm telling you, the money. 6 weeks now, 6 weeks. The man put the lumber up there, he start building it, and that's where you gotta put your faith. I know we walk by faith, not by sight, but me seeing it going up, it just helped something in me. God, man, my God, that money, and the money, man, it was easy. You know why it was easy? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you how much you're paying attention now. The seeds had already been planted. Give and it shall be given. I gave and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God says this going to be your harvest. So, Instead of arguing with God, yield and flow. Remember, Apostle told us, like, when you're in a car wash, take your foot off, put it in neutral. Take your foot off the wheel. Take your hands off the wheel. Take your foot off the gas and off the brake. And flow. It's a lot of things the devil has stolen from us because we did not know how to capture or harness or receive our harvest in the spirit. We sitting around talking about what we don't have. When you're looking at your account, you're looking at this account, but there's another account. Because you sowed the seed and God decided this is the harvest you're about to receive. Oh, man. How many times have we turned down our harvest? We'd say stupid stuff. I can't afford it. You be in a place and you looking at, because you're only looking at this account, but you're not concerned. And it doesn't, it, now here it is, another thing. It doesn't make sense to have a seed account and not believe God for another account. You're not getting it. In other words, if I have generated a seed account, I should make some room within my faith to have an account besides what I have in the natural. Y'all, why y'all looking at me like that? So, when the Lord came to me, I never will forget it. I mean, I felt almost trembled on that boat dock. And he said, now when I get ready to do this, I need you to get out my way. So we've been in the way. Who told you you weren't good enough? I don't even know how we see ourselves. We sitting around going through slavery and being under and being around all this inferior kind of stuff. It's like the Lord, certain things he want to do for us. We start fumbling around when it's harvest time. Do you know when it's harvest time, you can't be messing around? Did you hear what I just said? When it's harvest time, you better go get the harvest. You got to go get it now. You can't just let it sit out there. It'll rot on the vine. Okay, Lord. You have to know when the glory is falling. You have to know when favor, when God is just moving, when God is saying, now you have sown and you have sown and you have sown and you have sown, and now I'm ready to do some things exceeding abundantly above everything you can even ask. I understand better now. I'm a little dull. I had to learn some things. Apostle always tell her, did you learn the lesson? Did you learn the lesson? I may be dull, but once I learn it, I learn it. Came time to get the RV. I just went there looking. I said, I'm going to be obedient. They told me to go look. So I'm happy. I ain't got to spend no money. I'm just looking. You know what I mean? I'm just being honest. They told me go look. So I said, well, I'm being obedient. I got time to get ready for this. I began to look. I was good to go until I stepped on the wrong one. One like I own now. My spirit stood straight up. I went up the three steps. My spirit stood straight up. I said, okay, Lord. Now that's why you got to be. See, that's why the devil wants you so doggone carnal. You can't even pick up in the spirit when the Lord is ready to do something unusual. See, we missed a lot of things because. Can I say this to you? We missed a lot of things because we thought you have to be ready for it to happen. No. Yo, when God get ready, you have to yield and flow. So I remember, and then I called Leroy Thompson Jr., Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr. I called him. I said, listen, man, I went and looked at RVs. He said, you got the bug? I said, yeah, I think so. You know, so I'm just being casual, letting them know I did what I needed to do. And I said, man, but I saw something. And then I didn't know Apostle was with him. So Apostle, he didn't help me out at all. Apostle said, any man that own a jet ought to own an RV. And, you know what I mean? And then, and really, I'm gonna be honest with you. That thing hit me, man, and I gotta go. I won't be disrespectful. I was like, okay, I gotta go. I mean, it. You know, the Lord can give the right words to a spiritual father that hit you, man. Because, man, I stood back. I looked at that big joker. I said, man, that thing trying to intimidate me. I knew the price tag. I said, man, $257,000. Can I talk to y'all for a little bit? Lord, I want to pay my house off. Lord, I'm working. God don't care what you're working on. I had to learn this stuff. I had to learn the hard way. You know what? For years, it took, I used to do it every year. I put goals down. And then I realized God went another direction. Next year, I put goals down. Then God went in another direction. So after about 3 years, I stopped writing them down. Now, you know, I'm conscious of certain things, but the lesson that I had to learn is that you have to yield and flow. Now watch it. The RV, the show price, $257,000. Lord, I'm thinking about this, thinking about that. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways. God, you give and God determines the harvest. Can you just get that in your spirit right now? So sometimes it's the type of harvest you hadn't thought about. Can I be straight with you? The type of harvest you don't think you can afford. But your seed has generated. Do you know if you plant a orange seed or apple seed? Let's go with an apple. If you plant an apple seed, you're going to get a tree of a whole bunch of apples. And all of the apples have seeds in them. So the harvest is much greater than your seed. Oh, Lord. No, okay, Lord. Okay. And sometimes you don't have as much as others, and you think your seed is insignificant. But you remember that widow with that little mite. So God looks at your faithfulness and looks at your consistency and look at your love and appreciation and respect for him to determine what he's going to do for you. And so what you have to do, you have to yield and you have to flow. So let's go back. So 257, be seated, 257,000 for the RV. They said put down, I think it was 10,000, put down 10,000, yes. Put down 10,000 and then they're going to build it in Red Bay, Alabama. They're going to build it. And so I remember put down the 10, put the 10 down. I don't know how much we had at that time, but we certainly didn't have 247,000. Come on, are you doing your math? we didn't have that. We had that. We were, oh, watch it now. We were in a better position than what we were with the boat. See, God, man, if you learn the lesson, if you learn the lesson, man, can I talk to you for the man? If you're going to walk with God, you can't be a coward. You cannot be sitting around, messing around. I mean, this ain't Sunday school. When you walk, when God is ready to move, it's urgent. Can I tell you this? God don't wait for nobody. You ain't ready, he'll go find me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't be scared of anything. When you're walking with God like this. So it came time to get the RV. The RV came in. We went to the bank. I told the banker, I said, this is going to be a short loan here. We went down there with $200,000 in cash. $200,000, $210,000. Come on, y'all see the... And so the banker wanted to put all of it together. I said, no. Give me two checks. Give me the one that I'm borrowing. Do you know God brought that money together in 90 days? You know, whatever. I'm trying to recall. Let me go back. Hold on. I don't want to tell you nothing wrong. Hold on. Let me think now. My God. But see, the money was there all along. I just had to flow with God. So this, let me see. It was around August, September, October, November, December, January. So in about, let me see. Hold up now. August, right? August, September. Mm-hmm. That's 1 month. September, right? October, November, December. So in January, so I give it 4 months. Go 4 months and 2 weeks. Something like that. Went down to the bank and paid it off. Yes, Hallelujah. Now, you think I'm lying? It's right outside. Now, God decided it's time now. Now you got to get this, man, because you got stuff on paper and got your little calculator out. God, like, dude, man, you're not telling me. You're not gonna control me. You're not telling me. We're putting limits on God based on what you see in the physical. You have to go in the spirit to determine if you can afford it. Some of y'all get me and some of y'all trying to get it. You're trying, though. I can feel it. When God tell you something and you know how to flow in the spirit, all you got to do is walk with God. Here we are. We already did, looked at some things. We're sitting up there looking at a house and we feel like, can I even live in something like this? And do you know next year we ain't going to have no mortgage? Now, that's a long ways. That's a long way. No. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. So what I'm saying, now, the only way you're going to begin to think like God, you got to get in the spirit. I said you, listen. Okay, God. Okay, all right. The devil, he don't want you to think much of yourself at all. He'll tell you you're prideful. Listen who talking. And he wants you to just reduce yourself down to nothing so that you don't really believe you deserve exceeding, abundantly, above. God says, I'm able to do it now. I am able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can even ask a thing. And so what happens, you got to make sure, I mean, all these battles going on with your soul, and you just out of whack, man. You yield and flow. Sometimes it gets scary, man. I'm going to be honest with you. Apostle called me. He said, Dan, the Lord told me that's your jet. Now, okay, here we go. So I'm like, well, bless God. We just got out of debt. Now watch it. We just got out of debt. I can't go back in debt. I think Mom Thompson was trying to help me at one point. They said, the young man, he just got out, Leroy. He just, you know, she was talking to an apostle. I think I remember something like that. And she, you know, and then apostle make up his mind, you know. And so listen what I'm saying to you now. The Lord is trying to give me a reward for some seeds I've sown, for some deeds that I have done for his glory. And here I am rejecting the harvest because it don't make sense to me. So I told the apostle, I said, I can't take it. I can't do it right now. And he didn't want to let me go for a while. Thank God he came back. Because, I mean, just, it's, and how many times have you rejected your harvest? Just like God paid the church off, he paid off the jet. Man. I think we're missing, man. What my time? Well, oh, right here. Is that man? Okay. Be seated. We're missing our harvest, y'all. Because we're not in the spirit. We're scared to do stuff that God is saying, this is what I want right now. And then we like, oh, I don't know. Then devil have you scared and in fear. Then you start spewing negative mess out of your mouth and give the devil a chance to steal what's rightly yours. There's no telling how much stuff he has stolen from us because we're not in the spirit when it comes to your harvest. How many times have you sacrificed and you sowed? And look, we're not just giving tithes and offerings. We're sowing seeds. Yeah. And we're sowing big time seeds. Yeah. I remember sowing my first $1,000 seed. We're trying to put a roof on an AME church. And then nobody told me, but I got wound up. I was standing in a parsonage and, you know, I was a registered pharmacist. I just decided I'm going to take my whole paycheck and give it to the church. And I did it. Mm-hmm. Now, and it don't tell him what type of harvest God want to give me from that. Should I interfere with God in how he want to move and maneuver in my life? No. See, you give, that's your side. But, and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. That's God's side. That's his business. That's why he told me, when I get ready to do this, dealing with the boat dock, I need you to get out my way. God doesn't need you when it comes to the harvest. Let God determine the harvest. You just need to yield and flow. You know, have you ever been on a lake and the current is flowing in a certain direction? You don't even have to swim. Flow. All you have to do it. It's easy, man. Give God, will you just give God the privilege of blessing you the way he want to bless you? Shut your mouth. Don't ever say you can't afford something. Apostle taught us, I'll be back. I'm almost finished. Are y'all getting it? Do you see how we've been messing? That ain't your business. business. The heart, that's God's side. That's what God wants to do. And you have to get out of his way. Let him be God. Just, my God, allow him to do what he want to do in your life and stop seeing yourself small. Get that slavery mentality out your way. You are not just anybody. Okay, Lord. I don't want you, well, I'm just insignificant. Why would God let you hook up with this? In Darrow. Sugar cane fields. But God raised up a man of God in the midst of this and allowed you to attach to it? And you call yourself regular? Man. Man, I'm gonna close because it's, I just want to do my little part. You can't be scared, man. It's, you got to man up, man. God ready to move, man. When you start dealing with a jet, man, you talking about pilots, type of jet we have. You have to have two pilots, not one, two. Man, you talking about fuel, you talking about a hangar. You got to deal with all this stuff, but you can't be scared. You know, man, I tell you, you just allow, when you sow seeds, you sow the seed. Now get out God's way. And when you got to be in the spirit to be able to pick up what he's trying to do. Watch it. The type of harvest that he's trying to get to you. You remember I told you, he just bypassed my goals. He said, I ain't thinking about that. I didn't write that. That's your idea. But my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Are y'all getting this? So what God will do, now you got to be open to this. He'll come and try to do something you weren't even thinking about. And on a higher level than you ever dreamed of. Most of the people in the neighborhood where we live at, I know they got mortgages. And they're going to have mortgages. And they gonna have mortgages. And then they can look at me, this little black boy from North Carolina, that's where my dad is from. And they don't know what to do. They gonna be stuttering. They don't even stutter. They gonna, how, what, he got a jet, he got what, the church paid off, his house paid off too? What the? And you know what? God gonna get all the glory for it. You see? If somebody is trying to pull you out the ditch, are you going to tell them how to do it? That's what God is trying to do. But you, oh, yes, what is it? What are the two words? Yield and what else? And flow. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit myself down.